This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This is really more of a discussion than anything, but it's definitely my confessment.
Mm-hmm.
You saw what happened with Howie Roseman. Actually, Figgy texted it to us. And this unwritten rule. I guess Jared Verse tweeted it, or somebody did. And
well, it's like it wasn't Jared Verse. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
No, it wasn't Jared. That was a.
But it was like a fan whose Twitter
really
account.
Really be some drum.
Yeah.
It was a fan whose Twitter account, like obviously, Rocks was. Is a Stan account? Is that what we're doing here?
It is. But this is not just him. It's just the first one that popped up. It's come up about this unwritten rule that teams don't claim waived / injured players as a courtesy to the original team. You know, kind of so they can stash them on IR. And it does happen.
Yeah, but it has to be waived injury, not just waived players.
So like waived injury. Yeah, like injured. An injury.
Yeah. So 31 teams respected that regarding the Rams offensive lineman Willie Lampkin. Howie Roseman claimed him from the Eagles. I don't have anything against Howie Roseman necessarily, but I don't want to have to sit here and defend Howie Roseman. But you know what? Unwritten rules are just weird to me. And how do you know you broke it? How do you know you broke that rule with this unwritten? You know what? This is the NFL. This is professional sports, and he's trying to help his team, and he claimed this player. You got a problem with that?
I don't think I do, and I'm like, have I just maybe not considered this enough? But that's always the danger of this. But I do get that the tough part is any society, there are some things that we all kind of understand.
Their courtesies
is a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to get yourself into a place where, you know, you tee off the people that, you know, are around, right?
What does it matter to him? He's competing with these others.
He's competing, but you also do. I think this
isn't a courtesy like a common courtesy. This is professional sports. You're trying to do everything you can to win. And again, I don't want to have to defend him, but this whole, if it's an unwritten rule that everybody wants to abide by, make it a written rule. Is what I would say.
Well, the only thing about it is the people that would be upset about this would be like individual teams. I don't know that they have all the opportunities to get into the rules of this. Maybe this goes up to a committee at some point, one of the various committees that are out there, including the flag committee, which shout out to Hannah McNair, who she was named to that flag football committee that the NFL has together.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to say hi, Hannah. Mm-hmm. But with that. Yeah, I don't know that I don't have it in myself to get upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'll be upset if I know that other GMs are upset about it. Because I think that the waived injured player isn't a place, that's not the place to, or the hill to die on. That's not worth you upsetting the guys that you're ultimately going to go and make deals with and having some level of bad blood because of that. If they don't care,
they
I don't
have
care.
Bad blood. They're trying to beat their ass.
No, they don't have.
No, they have good working relationships in terms of making a deal or something. But in every one of these deals, somebody's trying to go get over. They're both trying to get over on the other.
Nah, it seemed like Howie got his. He put his coconuts on the table.
Yes.
Like, hey, I'm a Super Bowl champ. I can do whatever I want. And let me mess around, because do we necessarily need that player?
No.
That's what I'm saying. It just seemed like it's a little more pettiness.
But to me, it's also about the unwritten rule thing. What
I hear you on that.
Where is this coming from? Why is it? When does it expire? What are the details of this unwritten rule? Well, we don't know because it's unwritten.
It reminds me of the unwritten rule in baseball. Yes. It's a bunch of those in baseball.
Yes.
When you got the position player pitching and somebody knock a home run out the park, and it's just like, oh, that's Bush League. That's an unwritten rule.
But I got my home run.
Like, what am I supposed to do then?
Yes, exactly.
Just sit there, hold the bat?
Yeah.
Right. No, you're right. Sometimes unwritten rules can be nonsense. I think the places where unwritten rules become, it's just, is it pragmatic? Is it useful for you? And that's why I came from the place I did, which is, let's kind of play it the right way. You can go ahead and do that. Is it pragmatic in that place? Are you going to have some general manager who looks at you a little sideways the next time y'all try and make a deal because of it? If you are, it's probably not worth it. If not, go for it, dog.
In the NFL, again, every deal, each participant is trying to get over on the other. Every single deal. Now, they might say, hey, this worked out for everybody, but they are trying to get something, to get over. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like the Rams, if they felt like that guy was really that important, they would have found a way to not waive him.
Exactly.
They would have kept him.
They could have fixed this.
Yeah. They knew it was a chance that could happen.
All right, this is my confessment, John Lopez. and I probably shouldn't talk about soccer right now because I know what comes on the backside of that and it will hurt my feelings. So please don't do that. However, rarely do broadcasters matter to me on a sports broadcast. For the most part, I'm tapping into the sports broadcast for the sport, right? I'm watching tennis for the tennis. I'm watching, and I mentioned that because the U.S. Open's on the TV right now. I'm watching college football for the game that is there. I'm usually not there for Gus Johnson, but when Gus Johnson's there, hey, this is fun, right? I didn't come here for this, but this was a nice ad.
Yeah.
It matters for me with this news that came out that Ian Dark is going to be attached again to the 2026 World Cup for Fox. He will be on the broadcast, and it matters just because he's transcendent. There's few places where that's the case. Like, I might watch a game that I have no business watching because Kevin Harlan's on it. That's a possibility. Ian Dark is also kind of like that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot different if Ian Dark is on there. But I feel like I might be in the minority there. I think broadcasters and who's actually calling the game matters a lot more to some other people.
It does. How do you feel about the Doris Burke news, by the way? Getting demoted for Tim Legler.
I like Legs a lot. I would say Legs is better than Doris Burke. I think that people make too much of a deal about Doris Burke and trying to like say she's bad.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think I like Tim getting this due. I feel like he's kind of been under the red. I don't know if it's a personal thing or just ESPN just not really using him as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that he's finally getting some shine.
Yeah.
Or under shine. But, yeah, it didn't really break.
I'm kind of there with Reggie. They make too big of a deal about her, blah, blah, blah. But he's good. He probably deserves it.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious why they kept Richard Jefferson up there because I felt like that would be the one I would probably look into moving to the B team.
Oh, you don't like Richard? Here's the thing.
I don't think he's that good to be an A team like that. Like, that's he's fair. Untouchable.
He probably should be like, if ESPN had not run off all their talent, Richard Jefferson would fit in very nicely as a B team guy, especially with the way that he likes kind of being a little off-putting.
He likes to have fun.
Yeah. He does. He does.
But, yeah, I don't think he's untouchable. I think he's cool, but I'm like, damn.
I'm actually with you there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I got to confess this, man. So I think it was Saturday night. I had to work at an event, and I came back kind of late. It was around, actually, it was around 11:20-ish. And I'm like, damn, I'm kind of hungry. Let me go to Wingstop. I checked my phone. I'm like, let's see what time Wingstop closes.
All right.
They close at midnight. I'm like, all right, cool. I think I still got a little time. I walked in. All the chairs was up.
Oh,
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
They might be getting ready to close up. I walked to the counter. They looking at me like I got three heads. And like, did you put in on the app? I'm like, no, I just walked in. I'm sorry, we don't take any orders no more. I'm like, damn, at 11:22, I thought I had a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to confess, did that seem about right?
Because well, you were right on the borderline.
I understand.
11:22, you said, and they close at midnight?
Yeah.
Nah, they was wilding. Like,
I understand.
Half an hour, I don't go.
But
you were 8 minutes before that.
Wait, but you weren't eating there either. You were taking this to go.
And it usually take about 20 minutes because
they do not want to serve you.
I get it. No, I get it. The idea that they didn't take the order at 11:20, like I'm saying, it's not 11:45. Right. I might hear them if at 11:45.
Yes.
11:22?
No, that's what I say. You were right.
No, there wasn't no right. They was just being lazy on that day.
But this is the thing, though. I ain't going to tell which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they stopped taking orders at 11.
Okay, well then
I'm like, damn.
That's information I could have used.
I'm like, you know what? Do we need to change the sign to, you know, close at 11 then?
Yeah.
Because I was shocked. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Because, like I said, I've been there before where people come in. I had people come to Starbucks around 11:58.
Yeah.
Expecting to get some coffee and all that stuff. And I'm just like, damn, but we still had to serve them.
Yeah.
And I know that's not cooking chicken wings. But I'm like, I thought it was good at 11:22. If I knew that, I would have just went home. But I'm like, 11:22, I'm like, that take about 20 minutes to cook the wings.
This is a really interesting topic here, so subtopic, small topic, whatever, because we were talking about common courtesies.
Yes.
Half an hour, I'm going to do the common courtesy and not go to your place.
Even on takeout?
Even on takeout.
I think takeout, 15 minutes.
You have to realize they're cleaning the grills. They're putting stuff away.
And look,
But you were right. You were close, but I would have probably expected
something. And see, this is the other thing I was thinking about, too. Yeah. Wingstop, they usually cook their wings to order.
Right.
So it's not like sitting around.
So they might have already been cleaning stuff, getting it all ready but to then get out. Because they want to get the hell out of there.
No, I get it.
Like everybody else. Yeah,
no,
But you still got to have one burner on fryer on.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Because you still open.
So, like I said, you were close.
So my thing is, if let's say tonight, if it's around 11:59, I might as well say, nope. Might as well not go to Wingstop because they damn near close.
Oh, you mean 10:59?
They close at midnight.
Okay.
They close at
11:59, there's no shot you would go.
But I thought 11:22 was all right, though, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, if it was 11:45, I would have just drove on past. I'm like, nah, I ain't going to do that.
Right.
But I thought I was in the green right there for a little bit.
I would have probably been there with you, but it's close. That's what I would say.
Like, I was so intrigued to the point, I almost drove to another Wingstop to see if it's the same thing.
Are they going to serve me?
No, I had been to some places where they'd be like, yo, the manager gone, we shutting down early. We're not
Wingstop
taking no
owes you
orders.
Some wings, and I want them tomorrow.
All right, so.
I want them tomorrow at 11:30. Wingstop, you heard him.
If you weren't, if you wouldn't be, if you'd be all right with maybe someone spitting in your wings, you should have just walked right outside and hopped on that app right quick.
Oh yeah,
that order and be like, hey, I got an online order.
You know what? I did have an online order.
See, that's exactly why I'm like, you know what? Y'all got it, man. I hate going to restaurants when they about to close because you ain't gonna get the best,
right?
The best,
right?
But I thought I was good during that time.
Nah, I. Oof, yeah, oh, those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Hopefully I ain't offend nobody. I wasn't trying to start no trouble, but I thought I was good. I thought I was a little early. I mean,
yeah,
not late, but I thought I was a little
on time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said, come on, bro, they gotta clean all that chicken grease. You don't have to. But then why be open?
Listen, I worked at KFC. That was my first job, man. We didn't get that type of courtesy at all, mm-hmm. man. We had people coming in trying to get a 24 piece. And we was closing like 5 minutes. And
gotta cook it.
Yeah, man.
We talking about a whole 38 minutes? Like people are acting like you walked in there five minutes. 38 minutes, dog.
You might as well take that midnight off. It don't close at midnight.
Closes at midnight, but don't you dare order after 11.
Don't come in here, though.
No, you can look at all these commercials. They advertise we're open till midnight.
Yeah.
Like, we might as well take that down then if that's the case.
Yeah, they were finessing. They were finessing.
They were.
So. Yeah, I don't blame them neither. I was cool. I was happy. I was cool. I understand. So I wasn't upset. I wouldn't be in the Karen or nothing like that. I'm like, all right, you cool. Mm-hmm.
All right, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. It's a Thursday, so let's get some buy or sell. Are you buying what these various folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4690 or 4610, rather. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.